run, to which Metro said no.
As I understand it, the ads they wanted to place said the perfect gift for Christmas and had a picture of three wise men. If anybody needed three wise men, it's Metro and WMATA.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,585, the NASDAQ at 68,76. Sports: John Wall returns after a 9-game absence to help the Wizards beat Memphis. The Caps are idle. They're in Boston tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This holiday season, stay connected and stay informed. So when you head over the river and through the woods, there'll be no surprises.
Mostly the accumulation will be tonight.
That's everything you need to know from the weather channel.
A winter weather advisory.
And Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Is your home ready for the holidays and entertaining family and friends? If your carpets have any stains or odors that might be embarrassing, maybe from the pets or kids or even you, now is the ideal time to schedule your clean with Zero Res. After your Zero Res clean, your family, friends, and neighbors will be asking if you got new carpets. Don't replace those carpets, though. Just call Zero Res and save. After my Zero Res clean, my carpets were looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. And if you're sensitive to cleaning agents, Zero Res is perfect because their cleaning process is all natural and odorless. Listen to this great deal I have for you. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply, and if you need extra incentive, listen to this. In December, Zero Res is donating a portion of all sales to Fisher House. We love that. So call and book now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to ITrustFrank.com.
Now anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with EasyPass. Carpoolers travel toll-free with EasyPass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New incident reported, Maryland commuters on 210 heading northbound north of Old Fort Road North as you come up toward Palmer Road. Then, if you're continuing beyond, you're wide open up to the Beltway. Then the Beltway or tie-ups to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. 295 absolutely jammed this morning, and it's no surprise. We had an early crash, Virginia, 395 south, coming off the 14th Street Bridge. It was cleared not too long ago, but it's given us these huge backups, 295 each direction, heading toward the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Then in the backups near the 3rd Street Tunnel had a crash. Looks like that's cleared. Be very careful. I wouldn't be surprised in this. Just stop and go. Some of you in that sun glare delay might have another incident. I hope we don't. 395 out of Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge jam. Did you know that the Maryland Beltway, we have a tractor-trailer accident? Still with us. We now have two lanes getting by the Beltway. So that's an improvement from the one lane that we were down to for an hour or so. On the inner loop, jammed as you come off of 270 to College Park between New Hampshire Avenue and I-95. Stay to the two right lanes to get by. It is a mess there. On the outer loop, slows right as you come out of Calverton, and that continues Beltway over toward Silver Spring and 270 as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're settling in for about 43. Clouds mixing in with sunshine. A few flurries, especially west and north on a west-northwesterly breeze. A little colder tonight, 26. Suburbs colder. Overcast tomorrow, 38. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel. I'm WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Manassas, 32 in Germantown, 37 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VDOT. A new government report says higher Arctic temperatures are a new normal. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up later this morning at 8:35, Andrew McCarthy joins us. I'm going to stay tuned for that. I'm Vince Colonnais, sitting alongside Sebastian Gorka this morning. Good morning, Sebastian.
Greetings, Vince.
Nice to have you here, filling in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Hope you're doing great, Mary. Let's talk to Steve Moore now. He's a Heritage Foundation economist, and he's been very involved in this tax negotiation. Yesterday, we're finding out that the conference committee, tasked with coming up with a plan, came up with one. There's an agreement, and now this thing is hurtling towards the president's desk. Let's find out what's in it. Steve, good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Nice to have you. So what are the top lines here? I heard 21% corporate tax rate, and that taxpayers could see a change in their paychecks come February.
Well, you know, first of all, let me start by saying, you know, Sebastian, when you and I were working for the Trump campaign, you know, a year and a half ago, I never thought we'd get to this day where we have a, you know, talking about a 21% corporate tax rate. You know, that's down from 35% today, the highest in the world. So this is a big victory for Donald Trump.
It's an exciting time to be alive, isn't it, Steve?
A big deal. You know, it's going to grow. I was on CNN early this morning, and they were talking about how, you know, Obama deserves the credit for the economy, which is, you know, ridiculous. We've seen, you know, such an explosion of growth. And by the way, Vince, you've seen what's happened with the stock market just the last week and the last couple of months. It's gone through the roof.
So More records yesterday. Investors very encouraged by this.
Every time I don't think it can go up any further, it does. But look, I think this will be very positive for the economy. There's a mythology out there that the middle class doesn't benefit from this. But, you know, we lower the rates for the middle class. We double the standard deduction. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free for a family. We increase the child credit by $1,000 per child. So that means if you got two or three kids, you're going to get $2,000 to $3,000 off your tax cut. So this is a big deal, and I think the Republicans better deliver next week.
What do you make, you know, the state and local tax deduction, which has been at the center of much of this debate, is settled at $10,000, and that'll allow, apparently, both property income and sales taxes to be included in it. That seems like a pretty decent number. I looked up Maryland this morning. You know, if you're making over, say, $210,000, that's the point at which your income taxes exceed $10,000.
Yeah, so, look, I would not have any exemption. I don't think that it's proper or wise economic policy to have one level of government subsidizing government at another level. And so, you know, there's a basic unfairness here. The people in Texas and Utah and New Hampshire and Nevada have to pay higher federal taxes to pay for people, you know, who have, you know, very high taxes in New York and California and New Jersey and so on. So I'd like to have a zero exemption, but it's $10,000, and you can either use that deduction off of your income taxes or your property taxes. And that, I think that's a good compromise. And the other thing is, you know, I heard from a lot of people in California and New York over the last few weeks who were, you know, people in the highest income tax bracket are saying, wait a minute, this bill actually is going to raise my taxes because, you know, I'm paying a 13% tax in California and New York. And so one of the things we did to deal with that is we lowered the highest income tax rate now to 37%. That's not too far from where we wanted it in the Trump plan at 35%, but that'll provide some relief from people who live in those high-tax states. You know, the other big deal of this is it's very pro-business. You know, when you talk about people who are paying that 37% tax rate, right now it's 39.6, two-thirds of them, Vince, are small business owners. They're people who employ Americans, and that's what the left doesn't seem to get, that when you have a bill that is pro-business and pro-enterprise, it's pro-worker. And I think you're going to see a huge increase in jobs next year.
Steve, could you address the issues that people have raised, that this really isn't what they expected and it's not the ideal bill? Do we just have to be Reagan-esque and say we want 70% of the loaf now? Is this the beginning of real tax reform, or is this what we're going to put up with for the time being?
Well, you know, Sebastian, you know, when I was mentioning when you and I were working for Mr. Trump on the campaign, this plan is not really that different from what we originally put forward. We wanted to get corporate rates down so we can make American businesses competitive and we can outcompete the Chinese and Mexico and Canada and other countries that have been stealing our businesses for 25 years. We wanted to bring the small business rate down, and we've done that. So now the small business tax rate goes from 40% down to 30%. You know, are there the dramatic loophole closings on the individual side that I would have liked to have seen and Donald Trump would have liked to have seen? No. But it's not a perfect bill, but it's sure, I think it's the best victory for conservatives since the 1996 welfare reform. And don't forget, by the way, Sebastian, one of Donald Trump's key promises was to repeal Obamacare. Now, we didn't repeal Obamacare, but this bill repeals the individual mandate tax penalty, and that's going to help, 15, 20 million families that right now have to buy Obamacare insurance that they can't afford.
That's, so that's huge. A big benefit. That's huge, Vince.
Yeah, there's a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth over that too from the left.
The rallying of those are the people who understand. By the way, Vince, I mean, you're right. The left is gnashing their teeth on this, and the reason they are is because they understand if you actually allow people the freedom to opt out of Obamacare, you know, you're going to get millions of people running for the exits. They don't want Obamacare. They can't afford Obamacare. And, you know, Obama keeps talking about what a great plan it is for Americans. Well, if it's so great, you know, why do you have to stick a gun to people's head to buy it?
Well, let's also talk about something that affects everyone who files it, or many people who file their taxes, rather, when they're looking at how this is changing. The mortgage interest deduction has changed a bit. How?
Yep. So right now you get $1 million deduction off your mortgage interest on a mortgage up to $1 million. So that's, you know, people who have $1 million up, unless you live in a very high real estate area like Washington, D.C.
Yeah, no big deal. Just like the audience you're speaking to.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're abnormal. we're the swamp. We're not normal. But, you know, so we lower that. With the original plan was to lower it to $500,000. The compromise plan lowers it to $750,000. And that means, you know, for 90% of people who buy houses in America, they don't have a $750,000 mortgage. So, you know, I've always believed that, you know, people like Warren Buffett and LeBron James probably don't need a mortgage interest deduction when they buy a mansion.
All right, let's talk about the politics of this. The belief is that the Senate will pretty easily still pass this, but are you holding your breath here? Do you have a sense of whether or not the Republicans can actually get together and pass this new thing?
Well, Vince, you know, I think I told you before that I'm a Cubs fan, and I've seen the Cubs lose a 3-run lead in the ninth inning, so I don't count these things done until they're done. And, you know, there were only 51 Republicans who voted for this out of the Senate. We lost Corker. So that means, you know, you only can lose two. You know, you can only lose one more, or else you don't get over the top. Republicans have to get this done next week. You know, the Democrats, if you noticed, Vincent, Sebastian, and others saying, well, Republicans should wait until the new senator is sworn in from Alabama. You know, that's not the way politics work.
No.
You vote when you have the votes, and they got them now.
Steve, can you just, for very briefly, put into perspective for our listeners and maybe the skeptics, just how much has changed economically in America since January the 20th?
Well, I mean, that one is a question I love being asked, because, you know, the economy is now growing at 3.5%. I've been looking at the Federal Reserve data that comes out every week, and they estimate fourth quarter growth is close to 3.5%. Sebastian, we would have 4% growth in the third quarter had it not been for the hurricane
right.
that devastated, you know, Florida. So this economy is growing now almost twice as fast as it did under Obama.
Despite being told that it would collapse, right?
Right, exactly.
I remember that.
By the way, you and I remember when people say, oh my God, if Donald Trump is elected, it's going to crash the economy, crash the stock
and never
market.
Recover.
All right.
So it's a good news story. But by the way, you know, this stock, if the Republicans don't pass this tax cut, you're going to see a lot of sale. People are going to start selling stocks. So they got to get it done for the good of the American people.
Yep, the market wants this. So that's clearly true.
You
Steve Moore, thank you very much for your conversation.
Okay,
thanks, Steve.
Your insight, too. All right, let's talk about hopefully not other crashes on the roadways. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten, what's going on there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center?
It's been busy this morning. Our commuters really dealing with a lot of problems, Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. Let's start on the Beltway, Maryland College Park. It's a tanker truck accident, so a bit of a delicate situation here. Interloop after you pass New Hampshire Avenue, approaching I-95, terrible exit merge. I don't like that stretch of the Beltway myself. And only two right lanes get by. Well, that's better than one right lane, but two right lanes get by. The delays out of Bethesda on the Beltway. So just after Old Georgetown Road. And for those of you coming off of 270, get ready because you're going to hit it solid as well. Of course, when the Beltway's narrowed down to two lanes, they're still trying to take care of this. On the outer loop from 95 and around toward 270, you're in the stop and go. So each loop of that Beltway just crawling there. Heading into Virginia, and east on the toll road. Nothing's reported, but very slow. Right as you merge off of the Greenway, off and on up toward the Reston Parkway. So crew said, we better go double check out there. So be careful eastbound on the toll road near the Reston Parkway. And on the freeway, jammed across the 11th Street Bridge, which has given us big delays, especially northbound 295 as you come off of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, windy at times with a mix of clouds and sun. Some flurries, look out for those, a high of 43 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 26. And then tomorrow, overcast, a high of 38. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 38, 817 on WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If it no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
That's right. as Mike McKay points out, you might see some snowflakes today. Not just of the liberal variety. You're going to see some flurries today. We're here with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, which is pretty cool. He's been spending the show with us. Busy, busy day today. Andrew McCarthy's coming up soon at 8:35 here on Mornings on the Mall. Curious, you know, if you have a question for Dr. Gorka this morning, now's your shot. Take it. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
That's a microaggression, isn't it?
Take WMAL. Yeah, but who cares? WMAL. I have a question for you. Unrelated to politics, related to music, actually. Some news here. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has just announced their 2018 class. Bon Jovi, The Moody Blues, Nina Simone, and Cars. So there you go. You've got a couple music selections. What do you think? Do you have any favorite music, Dr. Gorka, that you listen to get hyped up before you go on Fox and tear liberal heads off?
Queen. I grew up in the UK. For me, it's got to be Queen all the way. I don't know if anybody here knows Status Quo. Big Billy Joel fan. A bit curious here. Nina Simone? Is that rock and roll?
Nina Simone is on the list here.
I don't know. It's peculiar. I mean, I love her. Great music, but I'm not sure it's rock and roll.
Yeah. This is pretty amazing stuff. So, let's go. We already have some calls. People calling in, they have questions for you. Jasmine is in Florida this morning, calling in, listening in to Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning. Oh, my God, I'm so excited I got through.
Yeah. Fire away.
Well, my question is, of course, politics. There's YouTube videos that show people confessing to traveling across the United States just to vote against more. And there's also aerial footage of buses coming in from Mississippi to vote in the Alabama election. And I'm just wondering, are they just going to let that fly? Is something going to be done about that? What's your opinion?
Oh, my.
Oh, and by the way, I follow you religiously on Twitter.
Thank you kindly. Thank you kindly. I haven't seen those videos. I'd like to see them. We know which political side of the aisle has issues with voter registration and voter ID, and we know why that is. Mm-hmm. But with regards to the election in Alabama, the figures speak for themselves. The Democrat voters came out only at a 92% rate compared to last year. But the real victory for Doug Jones came because the GOP stayed home. Half of the people who voted for Donald Trump did not go out and vote. And for me, that's a very clear message. The smear campaign worked.
I have another question for you. Thank you very much, Jasmine. Appreciate that call this morning. I have another question for you. You know, just about like working in the White House, did you ever encounter or work in any detail with Omarosa Manigault?
I didn't have any real work, any cooperative functions. I was in national security, worked for Steve as a strategist to the president. But I'd bump into her regularly, especially around the Navy mess as she was bringing her guests into the White House.
It's a rather small area, actually.
It's tiny. It's not like the movies. The West Wing is literally two corridors.
Right. Very, very tiny environment, so you're bound to bump into people. Well, there's this news report that's like, there's all sorts of conflicting reports about this right now, that Omarosa was reportedly physically dragged out of the White House this week after attempting to enter the Trump residence, allegedly tripping some alarms. I say all this because there's a bunch of outlets who are reporting it. She was fired apparently by John Kelly, although I got push alerts from Fox News yesterday. One of them was Omarosa fired. And then a little bit later, update, Omarosa resigned. Not quite clear what's going on there, although the Secret Service is denying that she was physically removed by the Secret Service from the White House complex yesterday.
All I can tell you is somebody who worked inside the White House, between 80 and 90% of what they write about what goes on in this building is absolutely bogus and fabricated. I resigned. People love to say I was fired. I was on that phone call with General Kelly. Nobody else was. I don't know what happened to my colleague Omarosa, but whatever you read, take it with not a pinch of salt, take it with a bucket of salt.
It's just amazing, amazing stuff. I want to ask you, we talked about terrorism and we saw this attack in New York City earlier this week. How seriously do you think Congress will be in tackling chain migration and this idea of the diversity visa lottery in light of the fact that we've seen yet another attack directly related to that?
I think they have to be because the heat will be put on them by the president and by the American people. People, think about this. I just got back from Australia. Australia has one of the most stringent merit-based immigration policies in the world. Why don't we? Why do we have this roulette wheel of a diversity lottery where somebody in Kazakhstan can spin a wheel and, hey, if the right number comes up, you've got your green card? That's insanity.
Yeah, America is not a prize to be won.
Absolutely.
You should earn your way in. Thank you, Dr. Gorka, 823 here on WMIL.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Larry O'Connor here, and why don't you do what I did this holiday season and give yourself the gift of sight from Witten Laser Eye. What better time with big savings for many patients, as you may be able to save up to 30% by using the tax-free dollars in your health savings accounts. Dr. Mark Witten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WittenLaserEye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. We're all so busy these days, and for me, having convenient access to my primary care doctor has been priceless. From phone calls, emails, and same-day appointments, the Concierge Medical model has allowed me to take back control of my health care. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group make my time and my care a priority. And as a patient at Principal Medical Group, you'll feel the difference too. Invest in your health like I did and call Principal Medical Group. Additionally, for those men and women struggling with the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are the area experts in pellet therapy. So, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824. Or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Call 703-663-8824 or online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up on 270 and delays out of Gaithersburg into Rockville. Now in the backups, right near 28, crash reported. So keep alert in that stretch. Reported to be along the main lines on 270 southbound on the Beltway. The only change that we've had at the scene of the tanker truck accident in College Park is that we now have two lanes getting by as opposed to just the one lane. On the inner loop of the Beltway, watch for these delays as you come around from Old Georgetown Road out of Bethesda and off at 270 over to the exit right before you get to I-95. Stay to the two right lanes to get by. It is a mess there. On the outer loop side, still feeling the heavy rush hour delays. You can see the activity as you head through Silver Spring. Heading through town, across the 14th Street Bridge, jammed into town. On the freeway, westbound slows off at 295. A quick heads up on the toll road, heavy eastbound toward the Reston Parkway. Crews were looking for a reported crash, but they say, yep, they're responding to one also on Route 7 eastbound near the toll road. Update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can prevent muscle cramps too. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yesterday's high 37, 3 minutes before midnight. Now temperatures come back a bit on a west-northwesterly breeze today. Mostly to partly cloudy and 43 degrees. Maybe a snow flurry, especially west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 37 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Tito Beverage, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to Tito'sVodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
President Trump is enduring the most turbulent presidency in recent history, creating a period of economic uncertainty, reminding investors of 2008, when some lost as much as 50% of their retirement accounts. Protect your family's financial future with a gold IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. A gold IRA is an ultimate hedge against economic uncertainty because precious metals are a true wealth asset that hold their value. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807 and receive your free gold IRA kit. That's 855-858-5807.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
All right, very, very busy week in Washington. Yesterday, that hearing with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein answering questions about the integrity of the FBI and the Justice Department and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into President Trump. What is going on there? To break it all down for us, National Review's Andrew McCarthy joins us next. It's 8:30. WMAL News is now.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Everybody says Doug Jones is the new U.S. Senator from Alabama. Everybody, that is, except Roy Moore, who at this hour still has not conceded defeat. Moore put out a video to his supporters last night.
In this race, we have not received the final count to include military and provisional ballots. This has been a very close race, and we are awaiting certification by the Secretary of State.
Oh, and don't interpret the Alabama election outcome as a repudiation of Donald Trump, says his son, Eric Trump.
My father won Alabama by, I believe it was 27 points, if I remember correctly. So, you know, it's a state that loves him. It's a state that loves us, and, you know, I think it had very little to do with my father.
Eric Trump spoke on New York's WABC radio. Did she resign, or did Omarosa once again hear Donald Trump say, "You're fired"? There are reports that Omarosa was escorted away from the White House Tuesday evening. The last hour on ABC's Good Morning America, Omarosa said,
"I was not escorted. You can believe the Secret Service of that. And they're deactivating my pass, reducing and restricting it to areas that I can only go." Was absolutely correct. And it should be done in that way. As people's roles in the White House change, so should their access. What they tweet is correct. And I believe that CNN should correct their reporting based on the fact that Secret Service advanced that statement that I was not escorted. I did not cause a disruption.
House and Senate Republicans say they have a deal on tax cuts. President Trump and GOP leaders have billed the package as a huge benefit for the middle class. The deal also calls for scrapping a major component of Obamacare. Virginia State Delegate Tim Hugo is hanging on to a slim lead after the first day of a recount in the 40th District House race. After election night last month, Hugo had a 106-vote lead. After day one of the recount, his lead has been trimmed to 102 over Democrat Dante Tanner. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,585, the Nasdaq at 68,76. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. John Wall returns and scores 13 points as the Wizards beat the Grizzlies. The Caps had the night off. They take on the Bruins in Boston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda, Chevy Chase, East-West Highway. Here's where we're dealing with the crash on 410 East-West Highway as you head west of Connecticut Avenue. Remember, do not block the box. I know you're sitting in delays trying to get through that signal light, but so is everyone else. So do watch for police direction there. Also affecting southbound Connecticut Avenue to make that right turn onto East-West Highway to get by the crash. Now, for the Beltway, oh boy, been talking about you for hours with this tractor-trailer incident, tanker truck accident on the inner loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and I-95 College Park. Two right lanes getting by the accident. Delays out of Bethesda off the Beltway and as you merge off of I-270. So be prepared for that hefty, sizable backup there. On the Virginia Beltway, had a minor crash, inner loop near the Georgetown Pike. It was cleared quickly. Haven't been doing so bad on the Virginia Beltway. Springfield toward Braddock Road. And again, off and on north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Route 7 eastbound prior to the toll road crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy at times today. Some sunshine also mixing in. A gusty wind and a few flurries, especially west and north. 43. Tonight, partly cloudy and 26. Suburbs colder. Friday overcast and a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Gainesville, 31 in Damascus, 38 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
morning, 8:37 here on WMAL. Well, Washington comes to talk. Vince Colonnais here alongside Dr. Sebastian Gorka in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Good morning, Dr. Gorka.
Greetings, Vince.
Nice to have you here, sir. I want to play Congressman Trey Gowdy yesterday ripping on conflicts of interest that he sees in the Robert Mueller investigation. Listen to this.
So this agent in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero.
That is a lot.
And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free special agent assigned.
That was Trey Gowdy yesterday talking to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Joining us now, Andrew McCarthy. He's a former federal prosecutor and a contributing editor at National Review. Andrew, thank you for joining us. And tell me, do you have confidence right now in the state of the Mueller investigation?
Well, thanks very much for having me. And it's a surprising delight to be chatting with my pal, Seb Gorka, too. How are we doing there, Seb?
Great, and great to have you on, Andy.
You'll be delighted to know that somebody asked me for a publicity shot yesterday, and all I had was a picture of Seb and I at some Washington thing. So I told them to just, you know, leave the good-looking guy and crop out the other, and they sent me back a picture of Seb. So I don't know what the
flattery will get you everywhere.
But I was a conservative prosecutor in New York. All my friends many of my friends there were liberal Democrats. We all had political opinions. It's not wrong for people in investigation to have partisan political opinions, but you can't allow them to infect your enforcement of your duties or your analysis. And it looks very clearly here in connection with these texts that they crossed the line from mere political banter to infecting the conduct of their responsibilities with their political agenda. And it was done, and this is the most important part, it was done at the very time when we now know that they were presenting to the FISA court some information. We don't know what the form of the information they presented it was, but information that came from what turns out to be a Clinton campaign document that it's at least alleged, and now it's even more credibly alleged because of what we're seeing in these texts. It's alleged that it was presented to the FISA court as if it were a refined American intelligence product, which if that happened, and we need to find out if that happened, but if that happened, that's a huge problem.
Andy, you've been doing some of the best writing on all of these issues. Do we have a fundamental problem here with the Office of Special Counsel in general that always seems to go astray? And can we trust now any decision, any finding that comes out of Mueller's investigative team?
Well, you know, Seb, I didn't want there to be a special counsel, and I argued pretty energetically against it because I don't like the institution. It had nothing to do with Mueller. I didn't know that Mueller would be the guy. But, you know, in this country in particular, we have a tradition, which is that a crime happens and then we assign a prosecutor. What we don't do is, and this should be frightening to anyone, assign a prosecutor and tell him to go off and look for a crime.
Right. They do that in communist countries usually, or fascist countries.
Yeah, and that's precisely why we don't do it here. And what I think, you know, you end up with here is something that's very akin to something else they do in fascist countries that we have a Fourth Amendment to protect ourselves from, which is like a general warrant. So you not only have a prosecutor who's assigned without a crime, you basically Rosenstein took the position that he's not only going to let Mueller follow the facts wherever they go, which is what, you know, the proud boast of prosecutors is no fear or favor, right? We follow the facts wherever they go. He decided to let Mueller pick out what facts to follow. So here's why this is a big problem. If you give somebody a counterintelligence investigation, which is what they gave to this special counsel, that's just an information gathering exercise, and it has no beginning and no end. When you assign someone to investigate a crime, at least that's a concrete transaction that has elements that a prosecutor has to prove. There's a certain discipline to how you go about proving it, and it's got a beginning and an end. This guy's got no limitations on his warrant, and I happen to think that Mueller is a very upright guy, but I wouldn't give that kind of power to anyone.
In addition to the known donations to Democrats that we've seen from the Mueller team, these text messages sent around by a member of the Mueller team who also investigated Hillary Clinton, we now also have a Department of Justice official who we know withheld the fact from the Justice Department that he was working with Fusion GPS last year and that his wife actually worked for Fusion GPS. Is your faith in the Justice Department shaken at all by all of this?
Well, you know, look, I wrote probably for the last 8 years more than anyone else did that the Justice Department that I knew and loved had been horribly politicized during the Obama years. So having been jaded by that, I can't say I'm crushed to learn this new information because, I've been crushed enough over the last 8 years that this is just sort of the latest thing. But I do think that this is a weightier allegation. Because now what you're talking about, and this is the real collusion. I mean, I think we have parallel collusions in the 2016 election. There's the Trump-Russia thing, which seems to have very little in the way of factual underpinning for these suspicions of collusion. And then there's the collusion that no one has wanted to examine and no one has looked at, which is the degree to which the Obama administration put the intelligence and law enforcement arms of this government in the service of the Hillary Clinton political campaign. And that's the collusion, I think, that really needs investigation.
We're almost out of time. One final question, Andy. After we know yesterday from the hearing about Peter Strzok, who was in charge of the Hillary investigation, should this man be working at the FBI, especially in the HR department, where he has access to all kinds of information?
Well, you know, look, he clearly ought to be investigated, and he's got rights in connection with that investigation, and I'm not one for overrunning everyone's rights. And I've had people who were pro-Trump people, pro-Flynn people, who tell me that this guy, whatever you think of his politics, is a very good counterintelligence agent and has done good work in that connection. So, Seb, I think he ought to be scrutinized very carefully,
right?
But he ought to have whatever rights he has.
Yeah, Congressman Jim Jordan telling us this morning he'd like to subpoena him before the House Judiciary Committee. Andrew McCarthy, thank you very much. Net from National Review, really appreciate your insight this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, gents. Great to talk to you. Bye.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
2 hours, crews have been dealing with this crash on the Beltway College Park on the inner loop. It involves a tanker truck, so it's definitely a little bit sensitive here, understatement. Two right lanes get by, inner loop between New Hampshire Avenue and the exit for I-95 College Park. Delays coming around from Old Georgetown Road, no surprise, out of Bethesda and off of 270. Caller saying over an hour and a half sitting in those backups, so it is quite intense. So be prepared. Might want to wait for that to clear out. Using 410 East-West Highway inside the Beltway, it's struggling a bit, but now I'm seeing some traffic move on 410 west of Connecticut Avenue. So Bethesda Chevy Chase hung up here because of the crash. Southbound Connecticut Avenue slowed to make that right-hand turn onto East-West Highway. Elsewhere, Virginia slows off the Greenway now onto the toll road up toward the Reston Parkway. Had reported the incident. Hang on, Route 7 approaching the toll road. That's where we have a crash, too. So that's why you're inching along through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No big storms in sight, but staying chilly over the next couple of days. A reinforcing shot of colder air settling in for Friday. Mostly cloudy at times today. Some sunshine also mixing in. I think sun and clouds probably does it. A gusty wind and a few flurries, especially west and north. 43. Tonight, partly cloudy and 26. Suburbs colder. Friday, overcast and a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Make Potomac Petals and Plants on River.
River Road, your one-stop decor destination for holiday interior decorating services, fresh flowering houseplants, or beautiful floral arrangements. Potomac Petals and Plants will put your home into the holiday spirit. Visit Washington's premier flower garden and gift store. This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
I remember Joe Biden, the former vice president of the United States, he passed on running for president in the last cycle for a number of reasons, including family ones, but also said that he felt like he was the most qualified candidate, that he should, that if he had run, he could have won that thing.
I thought that was Hillary, according to Obama.
I know. He's disagreeing with St. Obama. Joe Biden is, apparently, by inference here. But additionally, he was asked yesterday on The View, in his appearance on The View, where he went to that chat show, to assess whether or not he would run for president in 2020 again. Will he run for president? Listen.
If I were offered the nomination by the Lord Almighty right now today, I would say no, because we're not ready. The family's not ready to do this. If in a year from now, if they're ready and no one has moved in that I think can do it, then I may very well do it.
Wow, so we may have a Joe Biden, President Trump presidential run. What do you think here, Seb Gorka?
He mentioned the Lord Almighty. You know what, Vince? I pray to the good Lord that he runs. Please do it.
So maybe the Lord Almighty will answer both of your prayers. Yeah, that he runs for office. So that's the idea here. Although it's, you know, if you're a Democrat attempting to run for president now, given the current environment, you may not want to pick a candidate who is constantly pictured and videotaped getting a little too uncomfortably close to women.
I bumped into Uncle Joe at a certain hotel, resort during the Thanksgiving. And let me tell you, what I saw this person say in public there in a retail outlet means he still has a tin ear with regards to everything that is happening in politics today. So please run, I implore you, sir.
It's going to be an amazing spectacle to see if that happens. And I think Elizabeth Warren will have something else to say about it, should Joe Biden choose to run. That's when you start getting Elizabeth Warren issuing attack ads on him.
Yeah,
Kirsten Gillibrand.
And I think it illustrates one thing. The DNC has learned nothing with regards to what happened on November the 8th last year.
It's 8:50 now on WMAL.
As Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
Oh, no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 30% on all in-stock Cabela's camp furniture and 25% on hunting boots for the family. Get $110 off a Bushnell Trophy Extreme 800 laser rangefinder. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. Doorbusters, where the first 250 in line receive a free giveaway. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Should you ever make your kids apologize? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Two little words, I'm sorry, can really go a long way. They can reduce retaliation, bring about forgiveness and empathy for wrongdoers, and they can aid in the repair of broken trust. So says Craig Smith, a research investigator in the Department of Psychology at the University of Michigan. Smith says research shows that children as young as age 4 grasp the emotional implications of an apology. In a new study Smith conducted, he found that children could tell the difference between willing and coerced apologies. That is to say that children who were wronged only felt better if the apology they received was genuine and sincere. Smith says that interventions aimed at calming down, increasing empathy, and making amends may be more constructive than pushing a resistant child to deliver an apology. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
What's on the menu at your home tonight?
Overly ambitious dinner.
There's nothing like trying a complicated recipe after a long day.
Overly ambitious dinner.
Wow, that looks nothing like the picture. If you like eating dinner at 9:45 at night, then you should try
Overly Ambitious Dinner.
That dinner will always be there. But Taco Bell's rolled chicken tacos are only here for a limited time. Shredded chicken, all rolled up with your choice of dip. At participating locations.
I've been telling you about Pajamagram and how much I love my pajamas from Pajamagram. And I got a note from a listener as a guy who said, hey, can men get those pajamas? Well, yeah, you can. Pajamagram has pajamas not just for the ladies, but also for the guys and the kids too. And there are so many choices for you. Guys, they have hoodie pajamas. They have footy pajamas for you as well. And they also just have pants and tops, and you're going to love them just as much as we do because they're soft and they're warm and they're comfortable. What guy doesn't love to come home from work, take off that tie, take off the pants and the shoes, and just put on something comfortable? You can too. So ladies, if you have a guy who likes to be comfortable, you can get him Pajamagram too. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell him Mary Walter sent you.
New Year's resolution time is right around the corner. It's Larry O'Connor, and I can't believe it's been a year since I made the commitment to get healthy and lose weight in 2017. And looking back over this last year, I am so thankful for the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss for their support and for the confidence they provided on my weight loss journey. I now know more about nutrition than I ever have before. So if you've been thinking about losing weight and getting healthy, or if you've made it your New Year's resolution in the past and you failed, don't be afraid of failing again. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss, and like me, you'll empower yourself to lose the weight for good in 2018. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight and the support you need so you can keep it off for good. Two convenient locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
It's 855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's been a busy morning, and I know you know it. Lots of you sitting in big delays. A slight change now in the Maryland Beltway. They're trying to get three lanes by the crash in College Park. This is on the inner loop before you get to the exit for I-95. And it does look like three lanes are getting by. They're still dealing with the tanker truck incident, and they're able to pull that tanker truck closer to the shoulder to get that additional lane open. Nonetheless, huge backups coming off of 270 and around out of Bethesda on the Beltway. Solid lineup over an hour and a half. Callers are telling me they've been sitting in these backups, so you can try to avoid alternates as well, or just wait it out, please. On 270, no late issues coming south out of Germantown and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Virginia, that's still slow go here coming off of 95 across the 14th Street Bridge. Freeway still heavy as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge, but 295 is not a continuous backup to the Beltway. We have some of that traffic breaking up a bit. That's been the slow go this morning, too. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com with WMAL Weather Channel.
Washington mornings on the mall.
Yesterday's high 37, 3 minutes before midnight. Now temperatures come back a bit on a west-northwesterly breeze today. Mostly to partly cloudy and 43 degrees. Maybe a snow flurry, especially west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Now anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with EasyPass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with EasyPass.
iCarpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You get so much in this package. It's incredible. Hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, hello, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year, and I'll see you there.
All right, well, that wraps it up. Sebastian Gorka, thank you.
It was my pleasure, Vince. You made it all easier here at the team at WMAL.
We had such a blast. We'll have Larry Michael tomorrow. Maybe we'll get Brett Baer to stop by all ahead. And by the way, that new Star Wars movie coming out tonight, good luck watching that. We'll try and have a recap of it. Chris Plant's in the house.
What is going on in here? Look who's here. It's Sebastian Gorka. This is nuts. This is crazy.
Chris, I got some bad news.
What's that?
We found your Cheetos. I ate them.
Oh, no, my Cheetos are gone. I got to do
so
it.
So is your time.
I have to go to the machine. So is my time. Hey, there's nothing to talk about.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Republican Roy Moore continues at this hour to fight on after Tuesday's special election that he lost to Democrat Doug Jones. Moore has refused to concede and put out a video to his supporters last night.
This particular race was watched not only by the people of this state, but by the entire nation and many around the world. Why? Because I believe the heart and soul of our country is at stake. Like most Americans, I'm concerned about the future of our country. Both financially and morally.
Doug Jones, meanwhile, is calling for healing after the election. Is it just more fake news? Omarosa is denying reports that she was fired from her White House job. On ABC's Good Morning America, Omarosa said,
I like to hear all of these interesting tales, but I have to tell you that they're 100% false.
She's been one of President Trump's most prominent African-American supporters. A former senior aide to Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold has gone to the House Ethics Committee. Michael Ricola says Farenthold has been verbally abusive to his staffers.
Ricola tells me that Farenthold regularly referred to aides as a profanity that will shorthand as F-tards. Ricola said, quote, every time he didn't like something, he would call me a F-tard or idiot. He would slam his fist down in rage and explode in anger. He was flying off the handle on every little thing. I couldn't find a way to control it.
Correspondent MJ Lee. After the first day of an election recount, Virginia State Delegate Tim Hugo is still ahead of his Democratic rival. Dante Tanner gained just 4 votes in the first day of the recount yesterday, cutting Hugo's margin of victory to 102. The recount in the 40th House District is one of 4 that will ultimately determine which party controls the Virginia House. Maryland and D.C. have long had laws in place banning cell phone use while driving. And now there's another push to get Virginia on board.
It may be hard to believe, but right now there's no law in Virginia against using your phone while driving. But State Senator Scott Searle-Vell's been trying to change that.
Last year I designed it as a traffic offense, and I also said that if it was the proximate cause of an accident, then it would be reckless driving. There was some discomfort with that within the Senate Transportation Committee, and so I basically this year, in the introduced version, it only makes it a traffic offense.
The bill would allow drivers to use their phone in hands-free mode and for GPS if it's mounted to the vehicle. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Could there someday be a second Metro Rail station in Roslyn? The Metro Board today is expected to apply for a $2 million grant to pay for a study of what it would take to build a second station in Roslyn and a second rail tunnel for the Blue Line. The aim would be to help relieve congestion on the Orange and Silver lines. A man and a woman are dead in what Montgomery County police say may have been a murder-suicide last night in Silver Spring. The victims' bodies were found in an apartment on Fenwick Lane last night. No names have been released. Police are calling it a family matter. Mickey Mouse and Bart Simpson will soon have the same boss. Disney is buying a huge chunk of 21st Century Fox in a deal that promises to reshape the media industry.